This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie. And with us today is Mark Turner from NASA.
NASA.
Our buddies at NASA. We certainly have seen a lot of NASA this week, and it's all been really good. But Mark's got a very interesting subject here.
It hit me that with all this talk of electrification of aircraft and everything, it's interesting to see someone still working on combustion engines and trying to make them more efficient.
Right, and that's
or
what
in this case, turbines.
That's what they're doing here. They're working with what is called a high-tech engine to reduce fuel burn.
Did you guys work long on that name, high-tech?
It happened before I started at NASA. So,
sure.
And I know they were working on it for a long time, yes.
So you want to increase the efficiency, power, all of the above?
Actually, not the power. As we have these more advanced aircraft, they're getting lighter and they're getting more aerodynamic. So we actually need less thrust to carry a certain number of passengers. We're targeting this for single aisle aircraft like the 737 and A320. So it will actually need less thrust and the fan diameter will be about the same. The problem is that the core then gets smaller, and that's physics is going to tell you that means it's going to be less efficient core because you have lower Reynolds numbers and relative tolerance is going up. So the challenge is now working with industry to make sure it's actually not just maintaining efficiency but increasing efficiency. And so that's and then we're going to have a whole lot of other things with the system to make that all more efficient.
Okay, are we talking about increasing the compression ratio of the core?
A little bit of compression ratio, a little bit of temperatures out of the combustor into the turbine.
Okay.
And then also increasing the efficiencies of the compressor and the turbine and making it lighter weight with newer materials, ceramic matrix composites.
Okay, I remember you guys were working on this a while back, so that is your limitation right now is materials in the hot section.
Yes. Well, and we cool them anyway. I mean, so you're then trading off sometimes some efficiency to keep it cool so it doesn't burn up or melt. And so you're not totally limited, but then you add too much cooling flow and you reduce the benefit of having higher temperatures.
Right. Ceramics are promising. I mean, you guys have probably made great strides since the last time I talked about this.
Yes. And working with industry, industry has some ceramic parts flying already. And the goal of this is to have them in the combustion sections that keep them lighter and more durable, and also in the turbine sections. Phase one of this project has companies looking at that right now with NASA. A lot of testing at NASA of the ceramics and the coatings that go on them. And the combined coating and CMC together is allowing for the higher temperatures.
Okay, now, do you have any operating models at this point, or are you still in the materials research phase?
There are operating models of, but still in configurations that look like turbine blades.
Right.
And in the cell. But also in the coupon phase to make sure that happens. But when the coupons can show their benefit, they can rapidly go into something that looks like the right shape.
Okay, so right now I'm assuming that most of those materials are focused on the turbine blades in the hot section and maybe stator vanes, things like that, because those are what's taking most of the heat.
Right, right, right.
So and then if you can get them to hang in there, you can crank the temperature up.
Right.
Okay.
Well, you know, another consideration, too, you have the turbine blades and everything, but what about the burner cans themselves? I've heard stories that with a good engine overheat, a hot start or a hung start, you can take the burner cans and you can warp them all to a really bad place.
To scrap.
Well, burner can is a old term, right? They're all annular right now. So there's no separate cans that are annular.
Combustor. Yeah, the you're combustor. Thinking centrifugal.
I am thinking Sir Frank Whittle.
Yes,
yeah,
right,
that's
right.
Centrifugal.
That's a while ago. So it, but the combustor is incredibly important. And when we bring up the combustor too, we're also looking a lot at sustainable aviation fuel. And so a lot of this is also making sure the combustor works 80 to 100% with the SAFs.
And
that's going to be important for sustainability. The efficiency gain is also there, all part of being more sustainable.
So after you get it to work, it's the, oh, by the way, it has to use this fuel too.
No. We're getting it to work with that fuel as part of this project.
Not even using Jet A, you're using the sustainable fuel, whatever that is.
We will use Jet A for part of it, and then SAF is still hard to get, so we'll demonstrate it there, but the combustor has to work.
Right.
And part of the project goal and working with industry on this is it's got to be able to work with SAFs.
Now, you were talking about weight savings as well as from the new materials. Is that substantial? Is it just a nice side benefit?
It's fairly substantial. We're doing some internal works, and it matters in terms of the overall fuel burn. It's part of that calculation right now.
Well, then I would also expect, like, if the rotor section, any of the spinning materials get lighter, then we can see things like reduced spool-up times, things like that, which could be important.
We should be able to see that. And we will see that anyway. As I mentioned, the core is getting smaller, so therefore spool-up time, less inertia anyway.
Right.
And the other thing I want to mention, that HY that in high tech is for hybrid. So the other thing we're doing is... we're taking an existing turbofan and adding a motor generator to the low pressure shaft. Right now, electric power comes off the high pressure shaft. So we can go towards more electric aircraft, distributed electric propulsion, and we can move power from the low pressure shaft to the high pressure shaft. There are conditions like flight idle or descent and idle that the SFC is terrible. So we can actually improve that and some other things by having that motor generator on both shafts that we haven't been able to do before.
Okay. So when you say SFC, you're saying what, specific fuel consumption?
Sorry, specific fuel consumption.
Okay. So you're going to improve the efficiency. It's almost like turbo compound charging, but electrically. You're adding power back in.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
A good analog, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Interesting stuff.
Totally. And... I know this is called Gearheads, and I am one, so I can go at any level. And NASA Pavilion is open now, and it'll be open again tomorrow. And it's we have a booth on high tech, and we have a little animation that's shown on a hologram there, and so you can come up and see it. We can show you the materials, the CMC versus the current alloys that are used in the turbine. You can compare the weight just holding it with your hands, and really good demonstration.
Now,
will
you foresee these materials as being cheaper and easier to produce? Or you're not there yet?
Industry was asked that question, and I don't see them being cheaper, mainly because of how much time and effort it takes to make them all work, but comparable in price.
Okay.
So not exorbitantly more, but they're still working on it and still working on yield and things like that.
Okay. So we're speaking with Mark Turner from NASA about the high tech engine. So, yeah, it would be counterproductive to have an engine that's 10% more efficient but costs twice as much.
We're working with industry partners.
Right.
Industry knows their bottom line is to make money, so they're not going to out cost themselves in the market. And so with the cost of fuel being more sustainable, being also going to be driven by the market, I don't see that that's a problem. NASA's working collaboratively with industry. Industry's putting their cost share into this project for everything they're doing. So they wouldn't do that if they didn't see a potential product that has to make money for them.
Okay. What about longevity? Are you hoping that these will last longer than
last
the standard
longer.
Blades?
Actually, yes. That's a big part of the KPP or key performance parameters that is being monitored.
Okay. NASA has a big department of acronyms.
Absolutely.
Remember that.
Now, one of the things that you're working on here is obviously increasing the temperature in the core. Does this mean that the engine, it'll be a lot more forgiving when it comes to something like, say, a hot start or a hung start?
What?
I think the control system will be able to adapt for that.
Yeah, I mean, the concept of hung start, hot start with an automated starting system is probably not even a thing. The automation knows.
And that'll be done by industry working with how they're going to certify the future engine that actually this core will go on.
Okay. So increasing the temperature, to me, sounds like the fastest way you're going to do that is just put more fuel through it, but that is not the case.
That's not the case because it's actually now a smaller core.
Okay.
It's only going to be a little bit hotter because you mentioned the durability. So right. There's a trade-off between getting that performance benefit from being hotter. We also have a higher pressure ratio and other things to benefit the performance, and the components are more efficient too.
And it says in the material here, part of this is increasing the bypass ratio.
That's right.
So using
which made the fans actually not going to be that much bigger because we need less thrust. It's only going to be a little bigger.
Right.
But that's why the core is getting smaller.
Right. That's where the increase is.
That's right.
Yeah.
A huge amount in bypass ratio benefit. Yes.
That, you know, the math going on behind the scenes and everybody figuring this out must be incredible. And seeing if they think it's going to work.
The models that are there say that, and then we get the proposals from industry, and we collaborate those and work very, very closely with industry on all phases of this. And that industry, a NASA partnership, is very important.
Okay, well, NASA booth, which is on Aviation Gateway Park, correct?
Yes.
All right, go on over there and ask them questions like, when's it going to be available? And can you make me one that'll do a home build? Come on, man. All right.
That's my other job.
Yeah, okay. This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Daddy, and this is EAA Radio.